It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones want foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Benesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of Cole and Company underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Circus Sports Studio, it is February 6th of 2024. Hope your day's going well. Thanks for being here. However you are tuned in, your options aplenty. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Speaking of the website, bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. All sorts of local, statewide sports content found there, freshly baked and distributed to you on a regular basis. National sports content as well, local news, statewide news, audio on demand, including today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute, as well as the podcast of this show. So a lot to ingest if you so choose, and I would strongly recommend it at the website, 1650thefan.com. Check it out. Also, all of our broadcast information for Super Bowl 58 can be found there. You'd see that right there smack dab on the homepage. Your home for the Super Bowl in Eastern Iowa right here on The Fan. I know. I'll keep saying it. It's a made-for-TV event, but you may not always be in front of the TV, so that's why we're here. And maybe you're working, can't get in front of a TV. I've worked plenty of Super Bowl Sundays before, so download the 1650 The Fan app. Take us, take the Super Bowl wherever you go. All right, save the number in your phone, one of them at least. If you ever feel compelled to dial up the show with any questions or comments, do so. Don't be shy, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could email the show if you'd rather do that than call. Do it. Don't be shy. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. Questions and comments, of course. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, pass it along. Just know if you send me an email, may read it on the air. Try to keep your profanities to a minimum. I know it can be hard. All right. Area sports news and scores. We'll get to the stack here in just a few short minutes, like we always do in the opening segment. And plenty to get to today. That's coming up here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, ground zero for Super Bowl 58, of course, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday, or excuse me, Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday from Megan Mulford. And we'll come back after that forecast in the second segment, be joined by David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. David was at the Tim Lester introductory press conference today. I was watching some of that just before going on the air here. As I've said on the show since it happened, I am intrigued and cautiously encouraged by Kirk Ferentz's hire of Tim Lester, the former Western Michigan head coach, most recently a senior analyst with the Green Bay Packers this past season. So can't wait to have David on and pick his brain about what he heard today from Tim Lester. And I know associate head coach Seth Wallace spoke, Kirk Ferentz spoke, AD Beth Getz spoke. So it was quite the production there in Iowa City today. We'll also get David's latest insight and analysis of Iowa men's and women's basketball while we got him in the next segment today as well. We'll put him to work as we always do, and he's kind enough to do for us and make sure that in mentioning all that great work that David helps contribute to this show, subscribe to HawkeyeInsider.com and follow David on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at David Eichel. And make sure that you are following us on X at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. Like the Facebook page. If you're on the Zuck Machine, type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us. Just hammer that like button. You'll get more of that local and sports, local and statewide sports content that I talk about so much. What's not to like? After we're done with David in the next segment, talking Iowa football and hoops, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break. Come back on the other side in the third segment, and a bunch of audio that I want to bring you from Tim Lester's press conference today. We'll hear from the man himself after David breaks it down for us. We'll also hear audio from Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who is going to be in Sin City to watch his former quarterback take on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 58. We'll also hear from that former quarterback, Brock Purdy, and his tight end, former Iowa Hawkeye, George Kittle. So that's what's planned for the third segment today. After we're done there, we will take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Tuesday. Come back on the other side and wrap up the show. So that is what is on the agenda, boys and girls. Quickly, before we get into area sports news and scores for Tuesday, I can't help but mention this. You know, so much of the attention outside of the football regions of the Super Bowl, of course, are on Taylor Swift. And no, I'm not here to talk about Taylor Swift. But a handful of days ago, what was it? And, you know, I really don't get into, say, the TMZ side, if you will, with respect to that organization. I really don't get into the TMZ side too frequently whatsoever of football, or, like, especially the NBA. Lord knows that's a pretty ample part of that professional league. But Patrick Mahomes Sr., Patrick's dad, recently got a DUI. And he's also been known to say some stuff from time to time. And then it's like the brother, Jackson Mahomes, who does all the, what I would call, and maybe I'm just getting old, I know I got grays in my hair, so I'm qualifying these days, but like Jackson Mahomes, the brother, who just comes off kind of weird. He does all those dances on TikTok to draw attention to himself. He recently settled that assault case that he had where he was at a restaurant in Kansas City and just accosted a woman and started. The video came out. If you watch the video, she all but, you know, punched him and making it clear she didn't want much of anything to do with him. And he wanted to kiss her. And he did that. She obviously wasn't pleased about it. It was on video. She could have won that trial, but it was settled out of court recently. And that's not his first run-in with the law. It's not his first time bringing bad pub, whether it was lawful or unlawful, you know, on the name of the family, and therefore, you know, most consequently on Patrick, the Chiefs quarterback. And then you add to it as well, Patrick's wife, and I know this is something you shouldn't do. Talk about another man's wife. The guy's in the limelight, okay? And if I'm ever going to talk about another guy's wife, it's going to be some guy who's one of the main characters in this Super Bowl week. And you see some stuff that pops up on social media, and Lord knows I'm not the guy who's going to look for this. And it finds me of just her just seeming like not a great hang. I'll put it that way, just to be as truthful, but at the same time, don't want to talk smack about another man's wife. But she just doesn't look pleasant, let's put it that way. And for anybody who's encountered some of this video that many times, of course, you see on social media, of all places, you're agreeing with me. You're nodding your head right now. And it's, how does Patrick Mahomes do this? Like, he's got his wife to a degree, his dad to another degree, and then his brother to another degree that just can't get out of their own damn way. And, you know, even though Travis Kelce is dating arguably the most popular person on the planet and Taylor Swift, the Mahomes family still finds a way to nab some headlines. And it's like never been good. Never been good. So I will say this, for as many people out there that are saying, I'm sick and tired of seeing Taylor Swift on my television, I'm much less bothered by Taylor Swift than when I see Brittany and Jackson Mahomes in that suite. And I will be looking for, I know many people are going to be looking for it. You know, I need a break from the NFL. I don't need to be seeing Taylor Swift, you know, every fifth play. I'm looking forward to not seeing Brittany and Jackson Mahomes for a while. I'll just put that out there. There was me up on the soapbox with what's grinding my gears on the outside of the football realm of the Super Bowl. And if you think I'm wrong, then reach out. But I think I'll be waiting on that call or that email for a while, that this Mahomes family is a head-scratcher, to say the least. And it's quite surreal at times, you know, what comes out of that group. But man, I'd seen the report today that reminded of Mahomes Senior's DUI, and it's just like, man, this family, I tell you. Hey, nobody's family's perfect, but whoo, that's like a hold my beer situation right there with that Mahomes family. They're doing quite the job. That's one way to put it. All right, let's dive into something well worth talking about, much more than that damn Mahomes family. Area sports news and scores on a Tuesday. Last night in Metro High School basketball on a boys game, Applington Parkersburg defeated Waterloo Columbus Catholic 60-47, and Waterloo Christian took care of Olwine 81-62. In a girls game, AP slipped past Waterloo Columbus 57-54. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has released its latest boys basketball rankings in Class 4A. Cedar Falls up from 9th to 6th. In 3A, Waverly Shell Rock remains 3rd. And in 2A, Hudson is ranked 2nd. Grundy Center remains 9th. Tonight in Metro Boys Basketball, 4A 6th-ranked Cedar Falls at Dubuque-Wallert. Waterloo West travels to Western Dubuque, and Waterloo Columbus plays at Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. In Girls Metro Basketball, 5A 7th-ranked Cedar Falls hosting 3A 7th-ranked Dubuque-Wallert. Waterloo West at home against 4A 14th-ranked Western Dubuque. In bowling today, this action probably wrapping up right about now. The Cedar Falls boys and girls teams hosting Cedar Rapids Prairie at Maple Lanes. Waterloo East playing host for the Iowa Alliance Conference girls meet at Cadillac XBC. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has released postseason basketball brackets for Class 1A and 2A. First-round district games take place this coming Monday, February 12th. Here's where a couple of Metro teams will play in Class 2A, Waterloo Columbus Catholic, in District 5, opening tournament play at Sumner Fredericksburg. Meanwhile, Waterloo Christian in Class 1A, District 5, plays host to North Butler in its district first-round game. 3A and 4A brackets will be released this coming Monday, February 12th. Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl has been named a finalist for the National High School Athletic Coaches Association's National Coach of the Year. Dahl is in his 12th year as head coach at Dyke New Hartford. He's guided the Wolverines to 3 consecutive Class 2A state championships and 6 straight state tournament appearances. Dahl is among nominees from high school coaches in all sports for this award, which will be presented at the National High School Athletic Coaches Association National Convention June 26th in Bismarck, North Dakota. The Waterloo Blackhawks' John Mustard has been named the USHL's Forward of the Week. Mustard had a huge game Saturday night, scoring 4 goals in the Hawks' 6-2 win over Sioux City. The 17-year-old from New Jersey now has 21 goals this season, tying for 4th in the league. He leads all USHL rookies with 38 points. And speaking of the Waterloo Blackhawks, a rare Tuesday night game this evening hosting Sioux City. a makeup game from, you remember, the Snowmageddon we had a month or so ago. The Hawks have won three in a row, including a 6-2 win over the Musketeers Saturday night. The surging Hawks now in third place in the USHL Western Conference, just 5 points behind second-place Sioux City. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45 tonight here on The Fan, opening face-off at 7:05. Iowa State has dropped two spots in this week's AP Top 25 men's college basketball rankings, down from 12th to 14th. Cyclones lost the only game they played last week, 70-68, at then-number 18 Baylor. UConn is number one, Purdue is second, North Carolina is third. And that Iowa State men's basketball team looking to bounce back tonight on the road at Texas, coming off of that loss to Baylor. It's the only meeting between the Cyclones and Longhorns this season. Pre-game coverage begins at 6 on Cruisin' KCFI. Tip-off is at 7. For the second time this season, the Iowa women's basketball team finds itself one spot away from being top-ranked in the country. Iowa jumped from 3rd to 2nd in this week's AP Top 25. South Carolina remains top-ranked for the 13th consecutive week. Hawkeyes are back in action Thursday when they play host to Penn State. Speaking of those Hawkeyes, Caitlin Clark has once again been named the Big Ten Player of the Week. It's the 8th time this season, 26th time in her career. She has earned the honor. She led the Hawkeyes to a pair of road wins at Northwestern and Maryland last week. Against Northwestern, Clark had 35 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. Against Maryland, 38 points, 12 assists, and 6 rebounds. That's a wrap. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side, and a lot to talk with David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com. He joins us next, right here on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Dodgers and three-time Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw are in agreement on a deal that will bring him back to L.A. for a 17th season. He did have shoulder surgery in early November, but is expected to return for the second half of the season. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman told Front Office Sports that the A's plans for a new ballpark don't make sense and that the team should stay in Oakland. In the NBA, 76ers star Joel Embiid had surgery on his left knee today. He will be reevaluated in 4 weeks, but there is hope that he will return this season. He won't be playing in the All-Star game, and neither will Julius Randle. So Hawks' Trae Young and Raptors' Scotty Barnes have been named as injury replacements for the Eastern Conference All-Star team. And Chiefs head coach Andy Reid called it a long shot for Pro Bowl left guard Joe Tooney to be able to play in Super Bowl Sunday against the 49ers. Tooney is dealing with a significant pec injury.
Cyclone, Panther, or Hawkeye? Lock your radio right here on The Fan. You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024 in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and 4 juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Kansas State with an upset of Kansas, 75-70, as a 3.5-point home underdog yesterday at the Bramlage Coliseum. Today in the Big 12, Iowa State a 2.5-point road dog at Texas. 141.5 the total at Moody Center. Iowa State has lost 19 of 21 all time in Austin. San Francisco a 2-point favorite over the Kansas City Chiefs. 47.5 the total of Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Four key categories to watch. A team with the most rushing yards, pass yards per attempt, fewest turnovers, and time of possession have gone 26-0, 24-1-1 against the spread in the Super Bowl. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. 37 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 57. Slight chance for isolated showers tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 45, overcast. Highs level off around 60 Thursday, with a chance for isolated rain showers. 47, mainly cloudy skies expected Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently 53.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back. Speaking of having fun, I thought I'd have maybe the opposite of fun when I dialed up the YouTube video of the press conference from Iowa City today that included athletic director Beth Getz, Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz, associate head coach Seth Wallace, and new offensive coordinator Tim Lester. But I came away from it still cautiously optimistic, as I've said on the program, since Tim Lester was announced as Kirk Ferentz hire as the new offensive coordinator. And our friend David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com, the 24/7 sports network, was, of course, at that press conference today. Follow him on X, if you're not already, at David Eicholt. And looking forward to talking with David all about it. David, how you doing today, man?
Doing good, man. It's certainly been a busy day, but, you know, we didn't know that we were going to be able to talk with Seth Wallace and Kirk Ferentz as well. So I was pretty pleased with how they handled today. And then obviously we heard from Tim Lester. So the more content I can write about football content in February, Cole, the happier I am. So yeah. I'm good with it.
Yeah, likewise. We're going to be able to get Mark Farley in 2 days. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But we're here to talk about Kirk Ferentz, Tim Lester, and these Hawkeyes. How about we just start with, take us inside the room today, David. And ultimately, it sure sounds like that you came out of that press conference by no means with a negative sense in your brain, and maybe even with the slightest hint of optimism from what was said.
I would say cautiously optimistic, Cole, is probably the phrase I would use. I mean, I was very curious the type of language they would use if they were going to say, hey, we're going to do the same thing but better. And that was not what I heard. I mean, Kirk Ferentz said, and I quote, I'm open to anything. Tim Lester, in his opening statement, used the word, we're going to be aggressive 3 different times. Wow. And aggressive in everything they do. He talked about utilizing RPOs, different tempos. I mean, there's a lot to work with. Now, you know, you might sit back if you're another fan base and say, you know what, these are just buzzwords. Kirk Ferentz don't use a lot of buzzwords when it's about the offense. Well, it certainly doesn't use run pass. He doesn't use aggressive.
Yeah.
I think the thing that really stuck out to me, though, there's two things that Iowa has lacked over the past few years, above all else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's flexibility and adaptability. And those are two things I came away from that press conference that Tim Lester acts like he's going to do. He said he had 600 pages full of different passing plays.
Wow.
And he's waiting to see the system that's in place, the personnel they'll have, and he's going to adjust his scheme based on who they had. That is a tremendous step in the right direction if it comes into fruition.
That makes me think about what we talked a week ago about, which is in light of the way that college athletics works now with the roster turnover because of the transfer portal and NIL, You just cannot have offenses that have steep learning curves, and they cannot not cater to your personnel. And on top of that, I would say for myself, being able to watch a little bit of that press conference today, I hadn't done all the extensive research on Lester's background like I know you have. Hearing him talk about the different programs he's been a part of, the different people he's worked with, and the variance of offenses by nature of that he's been a part of, makes me think that there's really something wrong if there can't be a way to make this work at least decently.
That's kind of the takeaway Sean Bock, my colleague, and myself just talked about on our latest Swarmcast. Is it just seems like there's personnel in place, and if they actually mean action by the words that were used today,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they could take a big step for me, a top 85 offense. And I know people might roll their eyes or laugh at it, but you look at the numbers over the past, 3 years, Cole, that is such a significant step forward, and that would be so big for the University of Iowa. And the big thing, though, and that's going to be key, Cade McNamara is going to miss most of the spring.
Right.
There's no doubt he's a starting quarterback. Will he be able to pick up on this system quickly enough to run it effectively? Now, the good news for, Tim Lester and Cade has a lot of experience. Yes, over the past couple of years he's been hurt, but he's played in a lot of games. He knows how to handle all this. And the thing that stood out to me, again, about Lester is he said, I need to be able to put the ball in guys' hands for them to be in a position to succeed. Talked about spraying it around. Talked about the quarterback reading his keys. He talked about getting the wide receivers involved, making the product fun for people to want to be a part of. So I think from a recruiting standpoint, that's big. From wanting to reinvent Iowa's passing game, I think that's big. But they're still going to run the football effectively, and they'll try to run the football effectively. There's going to be different RPOs. If they can buy stock and buy and go all in on this, and Kirk is really open to anything, Lester has pieces to be able to make it work, and I think it can. And I'll go back to this really quickly as well. In 2021, they averaged 32.5 points a game at Western Michigan under Tim Lester, who's play calling.
Yeah.
They rarely huddled, Cole, and they were fourth in the country in time of possession. I don't know how that works, but that's what really happened. So if they can dominate that with the run and pass game and utilize different tempos, I mean, I think it's going to throw the Big Ten off because they've just never seen Iowa do this sort of offense.
If there was ever a way to get Kirk Ferentz to sign off on largely being no huddle, it's going to be Tim Lester's ability to point to that time of possession stat like you just said.
No doubt. And I think you look at 2022, and he was asked about it. That was the year he got fired from Western Michigan. They only averaged 19 points a game. And Lester owned it today. He just said, look, from that time, I hired a new offensive coordinator hanging in the season. I went from being a play caller to more of a head coaching role than a play caller. Now, he's still in charge of the offense, is it more of a head coaching role? But I also think there's a lot of merit into what he said, where he just took more of a back seat in a CEO role rather than just being the hands-on play caller and coordinator.
Well, and let's be honest about this as well. If Tim Lester turns Iowa's offense around, and like you mentioned, gets them in the top 90 or the top 80, he's going to get another shot to be a head coach. And I would imagine...
No question.
I would imagine that's something he's interested in.
You know, I think so. And, I know people are going to get scared right when I say this, but what if he puts Iowa up over the next 2 or 3 years, Cole, to a top 50 offense? Kirk Ferentz calls it quits. Do you look at Tim Lester as a viable candidate to take over based on where the offense is right now?
Yeah.
I think he'd probably have a strong case at that point in time.
That there's no way that thought hasn't ran through Beth Getz's head. No way.
So at least something to keep an eye on. We'll see how long Kirk Ferentz obviously still wants to be doing this, but that's going to cross Tim Lester's mind. What if they go to the top 75 offense next year and he gets offers elsewhere? Does he stay in Iowa to try to build up the stock to be able to take over?
Yeah.
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibilities. But I will also say, I do think that Iowa's job as a head coach is a top 16 job in the country. with the way college football is trending.
Okay. And I, with Tim Lester, I just get the feeling that as long as the Cade McNamara missing spring ball doesn't prove to be too much of an obstacle, that's where I'm cautiously optimistic, basically, is where I'm saying. I would be that much more optimistic if Cade McNamara wasn't missing spring ball, just to kind of put a bow on all of it.
I'm with you, but I also point to this. Iowa's schedule is not exactly daunting next year. I mean, Cole, I'll tell you, if this offense works the way I think it could potentially work, I'm picking Iowa to win 10 games again next year.
Okay, yeah. I think that's more than fair, and I'll look forward to talking more about it, especially once spring ball begins here not too long from now. All right, just a few minutes left with David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network. Iowa men's basketball gets a 79-77 win against Ohio State last Friday, an Ohio State team that had not won a true road game and almost did at Carver Hawkeye Arena. David, I'm interested just to get your takeaways after the win against the Buckeyes. For me, what stands out, for what it's worth, is just that it seems like Fran McCaffrey and his staff continue to learn about this roster they have, the best way to utilize them. You know, talking about putting guys in position to succeed with Tim Lester, I think that to me strikes me as a storyline of this season. It's a fine line because the talent level isn't quite where it needs to be, but credit Fran McCaffrey because this team has gotten better, albeit they're playing in a tough conference night in and night out. But this team has gotten better.
No doubt. And I'll tell you, Tony Perkins is an all-conference guard. I care about Iowa's record, and people will when it comes voting time, but Tony Perkins has been absolutely spectacular, averaging 22.5, 4, 4, and 2.5 steals over the past 5 games.
Yeah.
That consistency that we've been wanting to see out of him, he's finally starting to hit that stride. And if I'm Fran McCaffrey and them, I'm starting to put together an NIL deal to try to get him to come back for a 5th season. He has been absolutely tremendous. And another guy I think you need to give a shout-out to, how about freshman Laji Dembele?
Yeah.
Because he has struggled offensively, but his defense has been outstanding. His rebounding was outstanding. He's the reason Iowa got back into that game in the first half.
Yes.
Just gave him such a big lift. He's just so big and strong lower base-wise. Bigger guys can't move him. He kind of reminds me of Connor McCaffrey. Connor McCaffrey was only 6'6", but Connor McCaffrey really did not get back down the post that often. It was a must-win game for Iowa. As you mentioned, Ohio State has not been good. But if Iowa has 3 quad 3 losses at home, I think the wheels could potentially fall off in the season. I think you're right. I think you need to give Fran McCaffrey and them credit. I think the team is noticeably improving. I think there's a lot of potential there with the younger guys.
Sure.
And I still have faith that Ben Kricke will be able to turn it around here after struggling the past couple of games.
And then you add on top of that, at Penn State versus Minnesota, at Maryland, not at all out of the question they could win these next 3 games, David. At that point, it's 16-9 overall, 8-6 in the Big Ten Conference. I mean, you know, if that happens, we'll be talking about the NCAA tournament a little bit again. I mean, what's your state of the union on the NCAA tournament likelihood? I know we continue to talk about this, but they continue to be a outside looking in, but still just enough probably to say it, bubble team.
They really can't afford any more slip-ups, and they have to have a marquee win. They have to get a quad one win. I mean, they have to go on the road and beat, you know, I've not looked at the schedule. I need to look at the schedule again. They need to beat at Wisconsin. They need to beat at Michigan State. They got to beat, you know, somebody really, really good, I think.
Yeah.
But you're right. If they go 3-0 over this next stretch, the thing that's going to be telling to me, Cole, more than just the win-loss aspect of this about how the rest of the season is going to go, how are they going to perform in the clutch? The final 5 minutes, we saw them struggle against Indiana. We saw them, you know, even field goal-wise, coming down the stretch against Ohio State. But Iowa hit free throws. Their half-court offense just has not been good when it comes to crunch time in games. They have to be able to continue to improve that, and they have to trust their system. They have to execute the offense and defense on both ends of the floor when it matters most.
Before I let you go, David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports, our guest right now, just for a couple more moments. Iowa women's basketball won at Maryland last Saturday. Play host to Penn State on Thursday. The big story right now, like it or not, as far as being a basketball purist or maybe a former coach or somebody out there, is Caitlin Clark's pursuit of Kelsey Plum's record for the all-time scoring record in Division I college women's basketball, 65 points away. Plenty's being made about, you know, just as an individual, what must it be like to exist in this moment and handle it, especially in the media age we live in now. David, what's your impression of how Caitlin's been dealing with all this? I mean, the stats speak for themselves. So what can you tell us beyond the numbers of how Caitlin's been dealing with this?
It's amazing to me how many people make up controversies to throw Caitlin Clark under the bus when she's done nothing but handle herself in public with absolute class.
Yeah.
It's been truly amazing to me. By the way, she's a true senior and only 22 years old and has played 16 less games than Kelsey Plum. It's been amazing that people are just grasping at straws and making up narratives that go viral and then don't apologize for anything. I thought Cheryl Swoops' comments were incredibly concerning, considering the impact that she has on not just women's basketball, but basketball.
Yeah.
And what she's meant to the growth of women's basketball. And I'm not even saying she has to support Caitlin Clark by any means, but she has to be able to be truthful about these narratives, because that clip that went viral had 5.6 million views and there was no public apology. So now there's a lot of people believing that about Caitlin, but Caitlin interviews, you know, public appearances and everything else, I think she's handled it probably as well as anybody could have. And I think she's kept her mouth shut when there's a lot of reason for her to clap back at some of these people. And I think that speaks to the level of the 22-year-old's maturity.
Yeah, I thought she really started, not that she wasn't before, but demonstrated maturity with the whole Angel Reese thing and the aftermath of that, and just has continued to impress in that department ever since. Hey, and real quick, before I let you go, your Super Bowl prediction, I got to get that. I hate to influence, maybe, I don't know if this will or not, but I'm not going to not take the Chiefs with 2 points, David, for whatever that's worth. I'm not going to be the first guy to start picking against Patrick Mahomes, as much as I want to see Brock Purdy and George Kittle play well, and I like Kyle Shanahan as a coach, but I mean, if we're just getting down to brass tacks, I'm going to take the Chiefs and the points. What do you got in mind?
My heart wants the 49ers, because then that means the Packers lost to the best, even though the Packers absolutely just choked and they should have won that game. They should be in the Super Bowl this week, but they choked. And I really don't want Taylor Swift to be the center of attention if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. But my head says I'm not betting against Mahomes. I think Mahomes, if he wins this, I hate to say it. I don't hate to say it, but I think he's on the trajectory to be the best football player to ever walk the face of the earth.
You know, I'm
going to go the Chiefs.
You bring up Taylor Swift. I actually ran a little cover for T. Swift in the monologue, because Jackson Mahomes and then Patrick Sr. and then his wife Brittany, I'd much less rather see or hear from those folks with the rap sheet they've put together than see Taylor Swift, you know, a dozen times. I'm just to pass that message along, because I know you're also aware of those folks and their behaviors as well.
You know what I was disappointed about really quick, Cole, is the fact that I was watching the Grammys and they kept showing Taylor Swift. I was waiting for Travis Kelce to be shown a bunch of times during the Grammys. I was disappointed when he was not.
I would add something, but I didn't watch the Grammys. I will say, though, Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs doing Fast Car, I saw that the next morning. That was outstanding.
It was. And by the way, I was being facetious. But Taylor Swift deserved the Grammy, and I watched it for Dua Lipa's opening performance. I thought that was stellar as well.
I just know how much you love. And so you want a good balance there between Taylor and Travis. It takes two to make love work, and that's what I thought you were getting at.
Of course.
We've been talking for too long. Get the hell out of here, David, all right? Have a good rest of your day.
I appreciate you, buddy. Take care.
Likewise. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, I will have hopefully collected myself, and we'll get to some audio from the aforementioned Tim Lester, Brock Purdy, George Kittle, and Brock Purdy's former coach, Matt Campbell. That's all next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Tim Lester plans an aggressive approach to fixing Iowa's worst-in-the-nation offense. The former head coach at Western Michigan was introduced as the Hawkeyes' new offensive coordinator. He spent this past season as an analyst with the Green Bay Packers. His offenses over the years have featured a lot of run-pass option, which would be a new look for the Hawkeyes. His main goal, to develop an offense to fit the quarterback.
It changes every year depending on who you have and what he does well. I mean, that guy behind the center matters.
right? And so figuring out what he does well, because if you have a flexible enough offense, we can call it any way he wants it.
Lester will also serve as the Hawkeyes quarterback coach. College basketball tonight, the 14th-ranked Iowa State men are on the road to visit Texas. The Cyclones are 5-3 in the Big 12 and part of a three-way tie in second place. The Longhorns enter the game with a record of 4-5 in conference play. This is Radio Iowa.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Does it run? Does it drive? Great. We'll give you $3,500 guaranteed trade on your next purchase at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls. Hi, I'm Luke Schmidt, General Manager at Community Chevrolet Cadillac, and we've got a great selection for your $3,500 trade. Whether it's new or pre-owned, we've got a full lot ready to find a new home. So if it runs and drives, bring it on over and we'll give you $3,500 trade-in. Simple, straightforward deals guaranteed at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls.
$3,500 trade guarantee ends February 20th. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Andrew Kaler from Denver Insurance. Life is complicated. Your insurance shouldn't be. Why not simplify it with policy bundling? Grinnell Mutual and Denver Insurance give you lower rates for each policy when you bundle your home and auto insurance together. It's a one-and-done solution, and that's a win-win. Make your life easy with bundled insurance so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Denver Insurance today.
I'm Roger from Metro Transmission and Auto Repair. We've been servicing cars and trucks for over 35 years, and our customers know us for low prices and quality work. From oil changes to brakes to transmission work, we'll get you back on the road with confidence, and we won't sell you a repair you don't really need. So if your car or truck is not running as it should be, bring it to Metro Transmission and Auto Repair on West 10th between Jefferson and 218 in Waterloo.
Iowa Metal Recycling keeps our environment clean while providing fair and competitive pricing for your metal materials. Residential and industrial customers welcome, big or small. Locally owned Iowa Metal Recycling provides free commercial container service in the Cedar Valley. If you have metal materials, don't dispose. Recycle with Iowa Metal Recycling and get immediate payment. Across from City Hall on North Evans Road in Evansdale, Iowa Metal Recycling. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Learn more at iowametalrecycling.com.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Went a little long with David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com. I'm making no such apologies for that fact, but not quite as hopeful as the start of the show that we're going to get to all the audio that I had hoped to. So in sticking with the big news today, the press conference with new Iowa offensive coordinator Tim Lester, you heard a little bit from our friends at Radio Iowa during the break, but he's saying aggressive. He's saying some buzzwords like David pointed out. He spent this past season with the Green Bay Packers. Let's start to hear from the man himself.
We're going to be a physical football team. We're going to be disciplined, and we're going to be aggressive.
aggressive in everything we do, from run game to pass game to keepers to RPOs to tempos. You know, one thing I've learned in my time as a former quarterback, quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, head coach at pretty much every level, it's about putting your players in the best position to succeed.
Leicester's offenses have featured a lot of run-pass option, which, of course, would be new for the Hawks. But Leicester pointed out today his main job is to develop an offense that fits the personnel, and that starts with the quarterback.
It changes every year depending on who you have and what he does well. I mean, that guy behind the center matters, right? And so figuring out what he does well, because if you have a flexible enough offense, we can call it any way he wants it.
And Leicester, as Leicester installs his offense, he's going to be waiting on quarterback Cade McNamara, as we talked in that last segment, who's recovering from an ACL injury that was suffered in week 5 against Michigan State. McNamara not going to be available for spring drills. That's a big obstacle.
We need to get the horses to the race, right? So, you know, whenever Cade's ready to go, I'm looking forward to working with him. But there is absolutely zero way that you can discount his experience. Right. It is when you have experience in playing in games, I'm very confident that he'll pick it up when it's time, when he's healthy, when he's ready.
Leicester says he knows all about Iowa's history of developing tight ends and says his offense over the years has featured a lot of the two tight end sets that Iowa has employed.
But none of those work if you can't run the ball. Right. So you go to a place, if you want to run an offense that's going to be physical, run the ball, you got to go to a place that can run the ball. And, I have looked at the numbers there to make sure that can happen, and we've had success, and we have to continue to have success to get the rest of it to go. And so those combination of those things, make me really excited about what's coming.
Another thing that I meant to bring up when David had joined us, I'm encouraged by this. I think it's much easier, for what it's worth, in my experience covering college football and making evaluations by nature of that, is Leicester says he plans to coach from the press box. And I had brought this up, if you're a loyal listener to the show, when, you know, all the struggles were going on with Brian Ferentz, that by far and away Brian Ferentz's best season as an offensive coordinator, play caller at Iowa, was the last one that he spent in the press box. And Leicester talks about that, also working with quarterback Cade McNamara.
I got to figure out what he's good at. You know, and I got to put him in those situations as much as possible. And I've watched a little bit of film on him, not enough that I can comment on any of that. But I think that's and the things that I need him to get better at, we have to focus on, right? You get what you emphasize. So we're going to make sure that he can do the things that I think this offense should be able to do well. And then if there's things he's really good at, we're going to do them.
All right, let's go from the Hawkeyes to the Cyclones. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, he's going to be in Vegas on Sunday when his former quarterback Brock Purdy leads the Niners against the Chiefs in Super Bowl 58. Of course, Purdy became the Iowa State starter as a freshman, led Iowa State to 4 bowl games, a trip to the Big 12 championship game, and a Fiesta Bowl victory. Campbell, however, not sure if he's going to get a chance to see his quarterback while he's in Sin City.
We got to go to the Packers game 2 weeks ago and see him and Anthony and spend a lot of time with Brock's family and Brock, but this isn't about me. It's really all about what he's done and what he's accomplished. And, you know, the great joy for us is to be there and support him. But it's been really fun to watch and really fun for all of us to see what he's been able to do.
Campbell adds that several of Purdy's former Iowa State teammates will also be at Sunday's big game.
There's a bunch of them going, and so that'll be really fun to see those guys. And I think the support that his former players that are playing in the National Football League and that are not playing in the National Football League, I think are just really proud of Brock and really excited for this opportunity.
As you might imagine, Coach Campbell, when asked, says, not surprised by the success my former quarterback, Brock Purdy, has had in the NFL.
The greatest thing was he just needed a shot. And I feel like every single time that opportunity has come his way, and that's greatness is really found in life, right? Is this ability, when the moment comes, can you take advantage of it? And Brock has always done that. He did it in high school. He did it here. He's doing the National Football League. And, you know, he's got this unique ability to never worry about everybody else, but always worry about himself. And that makes him really special.
He added on to that by saying just 2 weeks into fall camp, Purdy's freshman year, he knew he had a special person, a special quarterback.
It's our second big scrimmage of fall camp. He goes, he's leading the three offense against the one defense. He leads them right down the field, scores a touchdown, runs a shovel pass, fakes it right at Jaquan Bailey, the senior big-time defensive end. He falls forward, and he runs the ball in for a touchdown. And I turned around, and I said, uh-oh, this guy is going to make a lot of people nervous. And he sure did. Four weeks later, man, he took over Iowa State football for a long time.
And more than anything, Campbell says, Purdy wins. That's why he's successful.
You watched it the last 2 weeks. When it mattered most, it was the fourth quarter, and you needed to make the plays to win the game. He's won the game, and that's what he did here for 4 years. It's what he did in high school, and honestly, it's what he's doing right now in the National Football League. And, you know, I feel like when it's all said and done, the great players in that league, that's what they do. They win. When the game's on the line, they find a way to win the game.
Pre-game coverage of Super Bowl 58 begins at 1 Sunday afternoon here on The Fan. Kickoff at 5:30. Let's take this final timeout. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network, now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Super Bowl week kicked off in Las Vegas with Super Bowl opening night. Both teams met with the media, and Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes talked about what back-to-back Lombardi trophies would mean for Kansas City.
Being able to win back-to-back Super Bowls is special. There's like a small group of teams that have been able to do that. And so I think for us, it's just the proof that we can do it.
In other news, Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the Eagles would host a Week 1 game in Brazil on Friday, September 6th. Now, the Eagles' opponent, along with kickoff time, is going to be announced closer to when the 2024 NFL schedule is revealed in spring. Meanwhile, the Falcons formally introduced head coach Raheem Morris. He was 21-38, four seasons as an NFL coach. And the Commanders introduced their new head man, Dan Quinn. Cliff Kingsbury, their new offensive coordinator. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
This is Cole Bear, host of Cole & Company for Circus Sports. The big game is set, and figuring out which wagers I'm going to place on it, whether it's a straight bet, over-under, props, and parlays, begins now. And I'll make my wagers no place other than the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas, Circus Sports. The Circus Sports app is now available in Iowa and offers sports betting the way that it should be. Circus Sports doesn't limit players based on their winnings, and instead of paying the book minus 115 or minus 120 splits, Circus drives for minus 110 splits on straight bets and parlays. I'm telling you, Circus Sports really is sports betting the way that it should be. Not to mention best-in-class customer service with no chat bots. Visit circussports.com. Download the app now and join me, Cole Bear, on the world's largest sports book. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After a 4-13 season, the Washington Commanders cleaned house this offseason, and normally, when a team experiences seven straight non-winning seasons, the team tends to look for a veteran football mind to right the ship. But with new ownership now in Washington, the Commanders decided to do things differently. Coming from a basketball-focused ownership group with Josh Harris and Magic Johnson, the team opted to bring in former Golden State general manager Bob Myers to help in the search for a new head coach. And according to recent reports, that might have scared off some potential new hires like the Lions' Ben Johnson. But we need to give Washington some time. There is no one way to win in professional sports. The Lakers won a title under former sports agent Rob Pelinka, and the Knicks have built a strong contender in the East under former NBA agent Leon Rose. So while Washington's approach is certainly a new one, we need to give the group time before we start to criticize their decision-making process. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
Well, guys, it's time to talk about your meat problem. It can be uncomfortable, but it's necessary. Do you realize that 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? Now, if you're buying from the store, you're most likely eating low-quality, overpriced beef that lacks rich flavor. But Good Ranchers coming to the rescue. They're the protein prescription to cure your meat problem. Good Ranchers sources 100% American meat and seafood from local farms and ranches and delivers right to your door. It is the source for American meat and steakhouse quality. Bone-in ribeyes, porterhouse pork chops, everything they sell is aged, trimmed, packaged to make your life easy. You'll love it. They're great new partners of ours. So stop shopping at the grocery store. Get total transparency. Use the promo code Patrick for $20 off free express shipping today. That's goodranchers.com and tell them we sent you.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday edition of the show. Got to thank David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com for his contributions to today's show. If you missed any of it, check out the podcast. It'll be available in mere minutes at 1650thefan.com. Waterloo Blackhawks hockey coming up tonight here on The Fan, a makeup game. That's why you're getting a Tuesday night affair. 6:45 pregame, Hawks playing host to Sioux City, 7:05 puck drop. Over on Cruising KCFI, 14th-ranked Iowa State men's basketball at Texas. Pregame begins at 6, tip-off at 7. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.